Arizona homeowners, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House in the Garden this first hour with our landscape planting irrigation expert, Mr. Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Bill, good morning. Welcome for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Rosie.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. What a great Arizona Saturday morning. We're here to answer any question you, the Arizona homeowners, may have about your garden, your lawn, your trees, your vegetation, your irrigation system, your outdoor lighting, outdoor hardscape. You got to call us. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, we've got an entire team of experts here waiting just for your call. Call screeners, Peanut, are there at Global Broadcast Station to take your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. Our broadcast engineer, Mr. Michael Reisch, will make sure all the buttons are pushed right so your question shoots up to the satellite, back to our antenna, through the microphones and headphones. We hear the question. We send the answer back to you via a trip of about 47,000 miles to the satellite and back, but you won't even know it. It'll only be seconds in between question and answer, and that's why we're here, to give you the answers you're looking for. The number again is 1-888-767-4348. Operators are standing by. Bill, how can you get us started here with that landscaping tip of the week for this time of year, which just happens to be my favorite time of year when you've got this kind of weather and football? Life is good.
All the ingredients.
You know, there's nothing better than Friday night high school football.
Except for a Friday night high school football when it's cool.
That was a nice night last
night. Oh, very nice.
That was really nice. So with it being this cool, snow, October snow, north of the rim. How about that?
Up in Flag, yeah.
Hey, man, is that great?
What was it?
What?
That was the first
October snow.
First October snow since 87, I think I saw in Flagstaff.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Is Snow Bowl open?
That's
easy.
That's easy for us to say down here in Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, it's fall, and that means it's our spring. It's time to plant. So, boy, if you want to do anything around your house, if you want to get some trees in for shade for next summer, if you want to get some plants in, it is time to plant. Want to get those plants in the ground now. You will have to cover them over the frost, of course, as we have that in a couple of months. But they'll be much more established by the time summer comes around and much more able to handle next summer's heat. So now is the time to plant.
Now, you're talking about shrubberies, you're talking about trees, or you're talking about any cacti, succulents?
Pretty much anything that you put in the ground. Trees, I mean, get them in now. If they happen to be a frost-sensitive variety, again, you'll need to cover them. But get them in now because they'll build that root system. You know, think of all the months they're going to have to build that root system before that heat hits in June, just bam. You can put them in next spring, but get them in now. Get them established. And shrubs, too. Anything you want to put in.
What would be some of your favorite selections now?
I've got a couple of plants that I just think are amazing, how resilient and tough they are, and they're native. One of my favorites is Ocotillo. Talk about what a display of color and how interesting the plant is. They're a little tough to get started. They do have a high mortality rate when you transplant them. But if you get them in, you mist the canes, keep them wet, don't overwater them. If you get a good one, boy, it's spectacular.
And if you cut a cane and stick it in as a garden fence.
We've always seen that living fence.
It'll
grow. Most of the time it will
really
grow.
Will.
It'll root and it'll grow, and you've got a living fence.
Okay. I love that concept. I really do. The Ocotillo blew over in a neighbor's yard. It was all I could do not to go over there and start cutting the canes off of it and sneaking it into the backyard.
Sure, make your own.
And where do you get – you don't see them everywhere.
You don't see them everywhere, but the nurseries have them. Typically, they're sold bare root, and it'd be good to find out how long they've had them.
And anything bare root isn't all that attractive, so it's not part of the front display.
They look dead, and they do. They can be in the ground for a long time, and they look dead, so don't give up. Again, it may make it may not, but it's worth the investment and the time, because when you get a good one, wow.
All right, Ocotillo. So that's one of your favorites.
You know, another one, again, what a resilient plant, and we're all familiar with the smell of the desert when it rains, is creosote.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tough plant. I've read they rejuvenate themselves and can live 200 years.
I don't doubt it.
Well, you
walk the desert, you can find some big creosote.
I remember from my childhood, we played around them and Just fascinating plant. You get the rain, they will flesh out with all the leaves, little yellow blossoms. They're really a neat plant. Again, a little tough to get started. You can get them at the nurseries. Plant them. Don't break the root ball. If you do, it'll die. And don't overwater them.
So how do you not break a root ball?
Well, you'd buy the plant in a container. You can get it started from seed. That's a process. You have to scarify it, soak it, and get it in the ground. If you buy it from a container, you want to plant that. Put the container in the hole that you've dug and cut the container away from the plant. Don't just turn it upside down and knock it out of the container. You'll kill it.
So that's why we have haboobs, to blow the little creosote seeds across the decomposed granite to scarify it, and then the little rain that follows that wind
soak them,
propagates.
Right, and then a little creosote.
That's how it all works.
Yep.
Now, is it an urban myth that they are a natural pre-emergent?
Well,
you never see weeds growing up around a creosote bush.
Well, it's said that they produce their own natural herbicide, which prevents plants from growing underneath them. So they protect themselves.
That's pretty clever.
It is.
This water is my water.
Stay away.
Will that affect any other plants in the landscape that are around it?
I wouldn't plant anything directly under the plant. That's a good point. But typically, we're using them in the background. They're a big plant, so you're going to want to give them lots of room to grow. Put them out in the distance.
They don't seem that big when you walk across a native unless you happen to find a wash that they've rooted in. They're only about waist high. But you put that thing on some regular water, they're huge.
They're a good indicator plant for how much water is in the area. If they're small, obviously not a lot of water, or maybe some caliche. If they're really big, that's a wetter environment. And yes, if you give them a little tiny bit of water in the landscape, you can have an 8 to 10 foot plus plant.
Yeah, nice. So you have Ocotea, you have creosote.
Mm-hmm. Well, a non-native specimen they grow in Texas and northern Mexico would be Leucophyllum, or also Texas sage or Texas rangers. We call them barometer bush because they'll bloom after a rain. And other than we see in the landscapes, a lot of these poor little guys get put in tight areas and turned into boxes and balls and cylinders, which we don't like to do.
Do they have purple bulbs?
Purple bulbs?
Blooms?
Blossoms.
Oh, yes. Anywhere from almost a lavender to a bright blue. There's one variety that just produces an electric blue flower. That's just fascinating.
Okay. Yeah, bring me back to a couple landscapes that we used to watch. And they would bloom like that, and sure enough, the landscape would come off and just, right when it bloomed and turned pretty, they'd come by and just, whoom, round it into a golf ball.
Right, turn into a little end table.
Yeah,
right.
Reshape it. It's horrible. Any others before we go to callers?
Well, okay, one last one, one of my family favorites. It's not native, and it's not low water use, but boy, talk about return on investment, rose bushes.
Roses, okay.
Just have a little rose garden in the landscape. What a great way to have a little color and bring a little bit of vibrance into the landscape.
And share your story about the rose y'all brought from around the world.
My dad, the rosarian, my mom, my grandfather. My dad got a rose mail order, and I believe it came from the UK somewhere. Mm-hmm. He brought it over here. He planted it. And when it arrived, it was just a black stick. And not very vibrant.
Nice, Dad.
But being the rosarian that he was and patient, we planted that. I remember he just packed it with peat moss, wet peat moss all around it to infuse moisture into the cane, and a little bud eyes swole, and sure enough, a little bit of growth. That turned into the most beautiful orange rose bush, and I remember it from my childhood.
We remodeled a home in Central Historic Phoenix one time, and when we were done, it was always the objective of the homeowner to get this rose garden started. And when he ordered his rose bushes, they came much the same way from somewheres in Europe, and they were delivered by a Brinks security truck.
Those sound like fancy roses.
Yeah, they were fancier. To this day, it's one of the, you can drive by that yard today, and I mean, it is knock your socks off beautiful. Hey, we've got a caller. Let's go to Jim and Mesa and invite anybody else who'd like to talk to our expert here, Mr. Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Our toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. Jim and Mesa, thank you for calling. How can we help you, my friend?
Well, I've got a couple of sisu trees in my yard, and I'm plagued with roots everywhere. And I'm looking at them. I'd like to cut some of the roots out, but I'm curious about how much of it I can cut out. If there's going to be enough root there to support the tree, both get it some water and also keep it from falling over. So help me out if you can.
How can we guide Jim without seeing the tree, without seeing the roots over the radio? What are the guidelines we would give him?
Jim, obviously, you don't want to see a whole lot of surface roots. That could indicate the tree wasn't planted properly, and it may indicate the tree wasn't watered properly.
Those things aside.
In this case right now, I would not do any extensive root pruning. I mean, if you're going to go in there and take a whole bunch of roots off, you could destabilize the tree. So I really would recommend getting a certified arborist to look at that. I really would.
Get John Eisenhower.
Yes, that's exactly where I'd go for that one. See if that tree is salvageable.
Integrity Tree Service, right. And just pay him for a coaching fee. Because that really is, you know, I've heard John talking with folks in the past. He says, you know, you get a root any bigger than about your wrist, you're really risking a lot of stability, a lot of nutrient feeding capacity to the tree. But it's usually about that size when the root is causing all the problems with the sidewalks and the fences and things like that. And he kind of has a rule, as I understand it, you need to be about 8 to 10 feet away from the trunk. And you can probably do just about anything to any root.
Right, beyond the drip line of the tree.
Yeah,
correct.
But any closer than that, bigger than a wrist, yes. you're probably going to have trouble.
Now, is a root the same as a branch where you cut it and it just shoots come off the end? You cut that root, I see like six more coming off of it over there.
Some varieties of acacia do that. You'll get little water sprouts coming off those roots. But again, it's really tough to come to grips with the fact that you may have a bigger problem here, and it may not be a simple solution to it.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Jim and Mesa will get you Integrity Tree Services number off the air, and we'll be back with your calls.